Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the Pittsburgh Pirates and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jermaine Allensworth. Batting second. The left fielder, Al Martin. Batting third. The second baseman, Jeff King. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Orlando Merced. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Mark Johnson. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Charlie Hayes. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Jay Bell. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jason Kendall. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Denny Neagle. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Denny Neagle. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Carl Everett. Batting second. The second baseman, Edgardo Alfonso. Batting third. The left fielder, Bernard Gilkey. Batting fourth. The catcher, Todd Hundley. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Carlos Berga. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Butch Husky. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Alex Ochoa. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Alvaro Espinoza. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Paul Wilson. Pitching for the New York Mets, Paul Wilson. And now, play ball. Jermaine Allensworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Allensworth hits a line drive into left field. Gilkey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Husky scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Martin for the out. Two outs. Jeff King is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. King strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Carl Everett is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Everett strikes out. One out. Edgardo Alfonso batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Alfonso hits a fly ball into center field. Allensworth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bernard Gilkey is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Gilkey strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Orlando Merced is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Merced hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alfonso scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mark Johnson is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Everett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Hayes is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alfonso scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Todd Hundley is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Hundley strikes out. One out. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Berga hits a ball on the ground towards first. Johnson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Berga for the out. Two outs. Butch Husky is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Husky hits a line drive towards the mound. Neagle can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Alex Ochoa batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Ochoa hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hayes fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, The Pirates nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Jay Bell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Jason Kendall is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Kendall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Espinoza fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Denny Neagle is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Neagle strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Alvaro Espinoza is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Espinoza strikes out. 1 out. Paul Wilson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Wilson strikes out. 2 outs. Carl Everett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Everett is 0 for 1 in the game. Everett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hayes fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Edgardo Alfonso is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Alfonso is 0 for 1 in the game. Alfonso hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Bell fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Jermaine Allensworth is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Allensworth is 0 for 1 in the game. Allensworth takes first base on ball 4. Al Martin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Martin is 0 for 1 in the game. Martin strikes out. There goes Allensworth. Here's the throw, and he's safe. 1 out. Jeff King is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. King is 0 for 1 in the game. King strikes out. 2 outs. Orlando Merced is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Merced is 0 for 1 in the game. Merced hits a ball on the ground towards first. Husky scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Merced for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Bernard Gilkey is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gilkey is 0 for 1 in the game. Gilkey strikes out. 1 out. Todd Hundley is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hundley is 0 for 1 in the game. Hundley strikes out. 2 outs. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Berga is 0 for 1 in the game. Berga strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Chris Jones now playing center field. Mark Johnson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Hayes is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. There goes Johnson. The throw from Hundley and he is safe. Johnson steals second. Charlie Hayes is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Hayes is 0 for 1 in the game. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alfonso scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Johnson moves to third. 1 out. Jay Bell batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Bell is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Bell hits a line drive into left field. Gilkey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Johnson tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 1-0, Pirates. Jason Kendall is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Kendall is 0 for 1 in the game. Kendall hits a fly ball into center field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Mets nothing. the Mets will come to bat. Butch Husky is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Husky is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Husky strikes out. One out. Alex Ochoa is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Ochoa is 0-for-1 in the game. Ochoa hits a fly ball into left field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alvaro Espinoza is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Espinoza is 0-for-1 in the game. Espinoza hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Paul Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Mets nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Denny Neagle is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Neagle is 0-for-1 in the game. Neagle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Espinoza scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jermaine Allensworth is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Allensworth is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Allensworth hits a line drive into left field. Gilkey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-2 in the game. Martin hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gilkey. Martin reaches second base with a double. Jeff King is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. King is 0-for-2 in the game. King hits a line drive towards third. Berger reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Chris Jones is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hayes fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Hayes. Jones moves to second. Edgardo Alfonso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alfonso is 0-for-2 in the game. Alfonso bunts, foul, in front of the plate. Kendall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bernard Gilkey is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Gilkey is 0-for-2 in the game. Gilkey strikes out. Two outs. Todd Hundley is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Hundley is 0-for-2 in the game. Hundley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Mets nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Orlando Merced is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Merced is 0-for-2 in the game. Merced strikes out. One out. Mark Johnson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Johnson strikes out. Two outs. Charlie Hayes is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Hayes is 0-for-2 in the game. Hayes hits a fly ball into center field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Berga is 0-for-2 in the game. Berga hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Butch Husky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Husky is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Husky hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Alex Ochoa is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Ochoa is 0-for-2 in the game. Ochoa hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Alvaro Espinoza is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Espinoza is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Espinoza hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Neagle fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Mets nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Jay Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bell is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Espinoza scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jason Kendall is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Kendall is 0 for 2 in the game. Kendall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Espinoza scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Denny Neagle is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Neagle is 0 for 2 in the game. Neagle strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Tim Boger pinch hits for Paul Wilson. Tim Boger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Chris Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Jones is 0 for 1 in the game. Jones hits a fly ball into left field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Edgardo Alfonso batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Alfonso is 0 for 3 in the game. Alfonso hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Mets nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Paul Byrd now pitching. Jermaine Allensworth batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Allensworth is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Allensworth takes first base on ball 4. Al Martin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Martin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Martin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Allensworth moves to second. Jerry DiPoto now pitching. Jeff King is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. King is 0 for 3 in the game. King hits a ball on the ground towards short. Espinoza fields it and throws to second for the out. Allensworth moves to third. 1 out. Orlando Merced is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Merced is 0 for 3 in the game. Merced hits a ball on the ground towards second. Alfonso scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. John Wehner now playing right field. Bernard Gilkey is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Gilkey is 0 for 3 in the game. Gilkey hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Pirates, 1, Mets, 1. Todd Hundley is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Hundley is 0 for 3 in the game. Hundley hits a fly ball into center field. Allensworth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Berga is 0 for 3 in the game. Berga hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Butch Husky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Husky is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Husky hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Alex Ochoa is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Neagle. Husky moves to second. Alex Ochoa is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ochoa is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Ochoa hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Mets 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Mark Johnson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Charlie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 3 in the game. Hayes bunts between the mound and first base. DiPoto scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hayes for the out. Johnson moves to second. One out. Jay Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, he has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Husky scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bell for the out. Johnson moves to third. Two outs. Jason Kendall is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Kendall is 0 for 3 in the game. Kendall hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Johnson scores. It's 2-1, Pirates. Dave Clark pinch hits for Denny Neagle. Dave Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Clark hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kendall moves to third. Jermaine Allensworth is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Allensworth is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks, Allensworth strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Dan Plesac now pitching. Alvaro Espinoza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Espinoza is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Espinoza hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bell misplays the ball. That's an error on Bell. Ray Ordonez pinch hits for Jerry DiPoto. Ray Ordonez is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Ordonez bunts towards first. Johnson fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Chris Jones is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Jones is 0 for 2 in the game. Jones hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 3, and Pittsburgh Pirates, 2. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.